pro-Union sentiment had long existed in the South. The vote against secession averaged 20% in Mississippi, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana, and Texas. Many in the South supported slavery and states' rights, but not secession. Van Loo kept silent in crowds singing Dixie, but she was not the only one silently humming Union songs. The political affiliations of Americans did not cleave neatly when the war started. Each side had long held commercial and familial bonds with the other that could not be instantly separated. Northern immigrants, a significant proportion of whom were Unionists, populated the South. Richmond had a large number of Scots, Huguenot French, Germans, and Portuguese still loyal to the United States. Secret organizations, with names like the Peace and Constitutional Society and Order of the Heroes of America, soon burrowed into southern cities with the aim of abolishing slavery, promoting peace, or gumming up the workings of local governments. In Richmond, pro-Union graffiti soon began appearing on building walls. In the Confederate capital, the job of rooting out Union sympathizers, spies, and vandals chalking slogans on walls fell to Brigadier General John Henry Winder, who within a year became quite busy at it. His tousled hair snowy white, Winder wore a gaudy general's uniform that made him look like a martinet, which many Richmonders thought he was. He was gruff, abrasive, vain, and profane, with a scar along one cheek that he earned in the Mexican War when another man's shattered skull slashed it. A Union war prisoner song had a stinging verse on Winder, describing him as like a devil in regions lost.